Hello, my friends. It is Monday. We're back after a crazy week. I know I did not release the episode Wednesday. I know. Oh my gosh. I know y'all hate me. Y'all really hate me. Look, y'all hate me too. My body was yelling at me. So, it was a lot. But we're back. We are here. And, well, I am ready to talk. Well, the importance of having female friends. Okay. And now, I know what y'all just say. Because, like, what do you mean? All my friends are mostly guys because they have less drama. If men had less drama, our world would not be as screwed up as it is now. Let's get that clear. Let's get that very clear. Very, very clear. So I would get into benefits of having female friends as a female. But I think just in general, having a female friend. Sometimes you have to have a friend that's in another perspective of you, living a life that you really can't fulfill your shoes in, because they can give you that insight. Not saying that you have to feel it, it's just a, you know, we're gonna get into it. Okay, we are back. So, I had to do a little research on this because not all of this can be based off of my own personal opinion. Well, everything can be based off my own personal opinion. But if I give y'all this rule book and I give y'all this little nice little sheet, this little page from the rule book, I definitely want to make sure that the page has credible sources. I want to make sure that it is all good. But, well, in general, friends reduce our stress. Funny thing is that, you know, sometimes you may be feeling, like, stressed out. Say, like, you know, we're in college. Say that, you know, we be feeling stressed out about an assignment. You know, like, oh, it's 3 hours late. It's 2 hours late. I'm going to do it. But sometimes if you sit, look around, cool off, get some rest, get some food, whatever, and you go talk to your friends, you feel so much better. And especially for a woman, it releases, when a woman's stressed, it releases oxytocin that, you know, is very different when it happens in men, of course. You know, when women are under distress, you know, we don't have the fight or flight tendency like men. We usually want connection. We want comfort. And if we don't, you know, fulfill our needs, our stress increases. And, you know, the stress increases. It has a negative effect on our mental and physical health. Yes. So when you go talk to your friends about your problems, let them talk. Because sometimes that could be relieving stress and then save them from a heart attack. Good lord. Like, you know, that's why I don't get why people like want to be like, I don't get why she always want to talk to me about this. It's just you can be that person she confides in and she relieves stress to, because if sometimes people have no one, they go to the dark modes of their life and the dark thoughts, and we know what those dark thoughts are. We know what they are. I don't even gotta say them. And also, female friends, ladies, can boost our careers. With a little help from our little colleague. Because every friend does not have to be on a social level. You can have business friends. You can have friends that you do business with. And only business. And then if you realize that they're a dope human being. And you realize that, like, I can be mature with them. inside the workplace and outside the workplace, and they become one of my lifelong friends, then that's perfect. That's great, because, you know, every person's dream is to have friends they can make money with and travel with and, you know, do great things with, do the fun stuff with. They want to do fun stuff and they want to work. They want to work hard and play hard with their friends because that's who they love the most. And honestly, it's really important though. And people be like, you know, I'm gonna go to work, I don't need friends at work. Yeah, that's cool, but like, I'm not saying you gotta be buddy, go to lunch with them, go get mimosas on Sunday brunch. No, but you need people in your workspace cheering you on. You need people to collaborate with. I don't think people understand the strength of collaboration. The strength of collaboration is very, very, very helpful. And also, women are together in a workspace. It is very helpful in pushing forward and kind of smashing misogynistic views, and also just the unfairness that may be held in the workplace, if there's any. If there's not, congratulations, you know, you now have, you know, because I feel like when people always see women that are people always see that women are catty towards each other, never get along, never can work together, never can collaborate. That's not true. I worked with a lot of women in my time for stuff. Even if it was just me interviewing them, the fact that they said yes to my interview, that was dope. Like, they progressed me along my career by accepting my interview and being a part of this project. And, you know, sometimes you have to work with people in order to, especially in media, you have to work with people and collaborate with people in order to push your work further along. And, you know, you can't do everything alone, because at the end of the day, something, you know, almost everything comes down to team building and team, you know, and teamwork. You know, God may have given you the gift to do what you needed to do and be as dope as you are, but it's not for you to just keep to yourself and not share with others. That's not what we're trying to do, because what you're doing and what you're working on is bigger than you, the person you're working with. So I think when you're very mature, you have that mindset, you're more open to collaborate. And it's not anything draining, it's something that's adding on. Because when you collaborate with somebody, you may learn some stuff that you didn't, like, that you weren't aware of, because you're working with a whole other perspective that's, you know, being as open as you are and able to just sit and bond about, like, ideas. And, you know, both of y'all are both passionate about the thing that we're working towards. So that's when it truly works, is when y'all are both passionate, y'all are both hardworking, and y'all are both brilliant. And I think that's not hard to come by, because I've worked with a lot of brilliant women in things. And honestly, I've learned a lot. I learned a whole lot just by sitting there, listening to people share their ideas, share their passions, share their perspectives, because we all have walked a different path in life. And sometimes that path may speak to you or manifest some things that you didn't see in your life, you know, occurring, but now they will, because God has brought this person in your life to teach you something and to show you something that you may have not seen otherwise if you were on your path alone. And sometimes working with people is to your benefit. And, you know, that's just me. And being a friend is so cool, because, you know, when you give to your friends, whether it's be like, you know, time, showing them attention, or just like just basically loving them for who they are, even the good, oh no, even the bad, I'm sorry, even the bad and the ugly, you still love them amidst all of the arguments, all of the disagreements, you are able to come back. It's kind of just like a boost of your energy. You have a greater sense of gratitude for the people in your lives, because every person in your life has a job. And they have a reason why they're in your life. What they do and how they do it is not the same as the other friend that you have. Because I don't know about you, but I have a group of friends. I have especially I have a group of female friends, and I'm blessed that I have a group of female friends, because there's some things that, you know, you kind of have to get woman to woman on and kind of just kind of like sit and be very in your feminine energy, which is not a problem. I embrace my feminine energy. It is kind of my strength, my core. It kind of is, it's not kind of, it is. It's my strength, it's my core, it's my charm. But also too, I can't forget, I do have a masculine energy. You know, everyone has both energies. Some a little bit more than others. Obviously, I have more of a feminine energy than a masculine energy, but I still acknowledge the fact that I have some type of masculine energy, but still, I guess, showcased in a delicate way, in a more sensitive and emotional way. Does not make it feminine, but it makes it very soft and delicate. Therefore, hence, it mixes with the feminine energy. But, you know, sometimes, like, when I have my three other friends, you know, we sit and talk, we just feel better, just throwing weight off of our shoulders, and, you know, we look around and we see every person, you know, especially women, we sit around and look and like, okay, this person's this, this, and this, this person's this, this, and this, and, you know, all these things, you're listing all these things in your head, the person's characteristics, how they move, also how you interact with them, because despite being in a group of women, being friends with women, you realize that you interact with each and every single woman individually different. Like how you interact with one girlfriend is not how you interact with the next girlfriend. Hate to say it, sometimes you go closer to one more than the other because y'all just happen to click, y'all just happen to just vibe. But that's not a shot to the other two girlfriends that you talk to. It's just kind of like, hey, I'm gonna tell you this, this, and this because I feel like it. I can tell the group when we all get together. But it's just like, it so happened that this was weighing on my heart and you're right here. And I just want to talk to you. And, you know, I feel very flattered and very, I feel very honored when I see women that want to just talk to me. Because I think, you know, people don't understand that, like, if someone can sit and confide their problems in you, especially at their convenience, that you're in their presence, you're just talking, and it just so happens that, oh, well, you know, they're right here, they're my friend, I trust them, you know, this is not a shot to any of my other friends in the group, it's just that, you know, this person just so happened to be here listening to me already anyways, we're talking, we're laughing, you know, I think this would be a great time to confide. And, you know, really showcase what I'm feeling to see if, you know, to relieve myself of this stress. And also see if I can get a different insight to how to handle this situation. And it doesn't stop the person from not asking the other two people in the group. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, just because it doesn't matter who you go to first. It's just the fact of everybody will know eventually on their own time. Because how you interact with every single individual within your group is very different, and it's, you know, the timing is different because the connection's different. Does it stop or make, you know, you more friends with this person than the other? No, that's a very immature way of looking at things. You have to realize that people feel things, people have stuff weighing on their heart, and if they see that you're there and you're listening already, they're going to take advantage of your listening ear and your welcoming spirit and just let you know what's going on. You know, does that mean tell the other rest of the group the person's dirty laundry? No. You let them tell them when it's their own time, because they're not going to tell you the story and then tell them different. They're going to tell them when it's time for them to know and things like that. And you definitely don't have to be the immature ass, you know what, and be like, well, I knew first. No. No. Because that's messy and that's starch shit. Let's not do that. But to conclude all of that, you really just see the people in your life and their place in it. And you realize that I'm grateful for this. You know, I feel happy. I feel loved. I feel blessed to have these people in my life. You know, I pray that, you know, if you are a religious person, if you're aren't, whatever, whoever you pray to, whoever you worship, you know, you just kind of like manifest, like, I hope that these people can come with me to the next phase of my life, because, you know, I feel very grateful, I feel very, very filled, and very, just very elevated. I feel like I learned so much from each and every one of, you know, my friends. You know, when you say stuff like that about your friends, that's how you know that you're in a mature relationship with people. And you know that it's not draining, and you know it's not demanding. You don't feel like you have to do anything. You're just like, I just want to be here because I like being around you. I don't feel like I have to do this just to fulfill an obligation and then leave. I'm here because I want to. Yes, I'm gonna call you at 2 a.m. because I need help. Yes, I'm gonna call you at 3 a.m. or 1 a.m. as one person's trying to finish an assignment, one person's in the bed asleep because my glass is broke. But I'm in distress right now. I need help. And, you know, at the end of the day, we never complain. We never, you know, throw a fit. It's just kind of, we're gonna be there because when the tables turn and it's your turn to be in distress and to be extra, you know that they're going to have your back too. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what I love about being friends with females. At the end of the day, I feel like I have formed a group with people who can become my sisters away from home. Because everyone needs some type of family away from home. Because I think, what is it, the saying is, friends are the family you choose. I really truly believe that saying, friends are the family you choose. And you know, when you choose your friends, you have to think about, how do I want to build my family? Do I want my family to be toxic and dysfunctional? Do I want them to grow in prosperity? Do I want peace and blessings surrounding us at all times? Do I want to be fulfilled emotionally and just know that I am learning and growing while being their friend and they are doing the same? It's a nice exchange of emotional information and a great, you know, emotional connection that is surpassed a mental level. It's just that we click. Even if we aren't the same person, we can tolerate being around each other and we can work on that and fix, you know, and, you know, understand each other. Because really what a connection is that you really want to understand the person that you're spending time with. You want to understand the person that you so-called rock with. You know, you don't want to just be with anybody and not understand why they do what they do, how they do. And most of those things are probably told when they explain themselves and also explain their past. Because a lot of people's past can explain why they are where they are now. And, you know, it's not because you're trying to be judgmental. It's just the fact of, like, you're trying to analyze the person. And people usually share their past about what they used to be and how they've grown. Because we're at a stage now where we are seeing the transformation happen. And, you know, to us as young adults, men and women, it's kind of like, damn, I used to be this, this, and this. Like, oh, I was like, this was raggedy. Like, I don't know who told me this was cute to do or how, like, cool to act like this. But I'm glad that, like, you know, I'm better than what I used to be. I grew up, I learned, and I learned better. I did better, so I know better. And I never will, you know, go back to that person ever again. It's a great feeling to say stuff like that, but also share with other women what you've done and what you, you know, what you're not proud of, but you changed it because you weren't proud of it. You didn't want to stay in that same place. And it encourages other women to reflect on themselves, take care of themselves, because that's a form of taking care of yourself. When you see that you're not in a good place, you see that you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you don't feel as motivated, you feel like you need to tighten up, that's when you tell yourself, I need to tighten up, I need to do better. And sometimes it's nice to have those friends tell you, hey, I know you feeling like kind of down, you feeling kind of like, you know, just very, very like, you know, drag, like you're just dragging along. But I'm gonna say right now, sis, like, you got it, you know, you all good. Like, don't let this stop you from, you know, what you want to do, your goal, because I know you can reach it. And when you do, we'll all be so happy. You know, it's nice to have people in your corner, you know, talking you through the steps. Even when life is knocking the hell out of you repeatedly, you're bleeding, your eyes are swollen, you know, you can't spit in the spit bucket no more, it's full, you spit anymore, it's just like, it's blood coming up, you're just spitting up blood, but your friends are still talking you through it, they're like, hey, you gonna win this fight, you gonna do this, you gonna do that, you gonna do that, and you gonna, you know, we gonna turn up, we gonna get it, and you know, sometimes that is what keeps you going throughout the day. Yes, our family does, but sometimes when we're away from our family, we feel like the encouragement is decreased and we feel like no one's really supporting us. And that's not true. People see what we're doing. People see how you move and people are seeing the accomplishments you're making. Even if they're small, it's an accomplishment. People see you. People see you that you're on the rise of greatness. And the fact that, you know, you just have to believe in yourself and know that, like, that's cheesy, but you have to just really tell yourself that, like, if you can wake up in the morning and tell yourself that I'm destined for greatness, I'm out to do this, this, and this, and, like, you slowly manifest those things to yourself. I want to be this, and I'm going to do this to get to this, to get to this. You say your plan out loud to yourself in the mirror in the morning every day. And when you start to say that, your mind starts to believe that. So then your body starts to do things to where it's conditioning you to be this person you are planned to be. So therefore, you've manifested this into your mind to where your body will react. And you start to do things to make it muscle memory. So therefore, it cannot be erased. And then when you do that, just stay consistent and you're on your way to doing what you want to do, and you're on your way to just being great as a whole. And it starts out with the small things, because you have to handle the small things before you handle the big things. And honestly, having those people in your corner will allow you to do that and see yourself like that. And sometimes I understand people say, well, I want to, you know, heal myself, this and the third. Sometimes God has said the way, in order to heal yourself, is to be vulnerable with other people. Share what you have. Share your story with other people. You don't know who you could be helping when you share what you've been through. You share, you know, how you got beat up. You know, you got to share what you got to show your scars and be able to show what and tell them what happened and show them that, like, hey, I made it. You know, I got this little scar right here, this little mark. But, you know, it's not painful no more. It doesn't hurt. I just look at it and remember it. And I just kind of shed a tear and be like, damn, I made it through all of this. Like, I'm strong as hell. And, you know, I don't think people realize that that's so impactful to see people who you look at as your peers. Like, these are my peers. These are people that are just like me every day. Like, you know, doing what I'm doing. And they went through this. And I really, like, you know, you fuck with it. Literally, you just simply fuck with it. You just like, oh, wow. And that's kind of, I think, the importance of having female connections. There are some experiences that women have that have to be talked about amongst other women. And that's the same that goes for guys. There's some things that happen to guys that have to be taught with other guys in order to really fully understand. Because, you know, living your life as a female or living your life as a male has its own type of essence that it makes it just completely unique and makes it really intrinsically what it is. And no, we may not ever fully understand what it's like to be a man, or they may never fully understand what it's like to be a woman. But the thing is, though, being around people like that, they have stories to tell and stuff like that, you could learn a lot. No, you may not know how to actually fulfill those shoes and be in those shoes, or you never will be in those shoes. But, you know, understanding is key, and it's more than half. And I think that's the importance of having female friends, is knowing, especially if you are a female, just knowing and surrounding yourself with women who uplift themselves. I think it's important, you know, that the opposite sex sees us getting along, collaborating, and most importantly, uplifting and choosing and taking care of ourselves at the end of the day. Because sometimes seeing someone take care of themselves, do well for themselves, encourages you to do better. Because you think in your head, well, if they can do it, I can do it, and damn it, we're going to do it. And that's kind of beautiful to me, especially if it's a person that, like, you know, their story touched your heart, or that you just really like them. Like, you're good friends with them. You know, you have a sense of love for them. You want to see them do well. You want to see them do better. And when you see that they did, you're like, how can I get like them? How can I learn to do what it is and what it means to just be healed and, you know, heal myself from the ground up? Because that is definitely something that, you know, is a very huge, it's very important to learn. I hate that I word it like that, but it's important to learn how to heal yourself. And sometimes God places people in your life to show you how to do so. Sometimes they don't always have to help. Sometimes they just teach. And when they teach, it's a lesson you can take and just heal yourself with, and, you know, really just progress and elevate in your life. Because the people that God put in our lives, they're not just here for entertainment. They're also here for character development. And sometimes character development is painful, but not in all cases. In this case, character development is constructive. Only way that it's painful is if you cannot take criticism. And that's just how it is. If you cannot take criticism, then yes, it's painful. But if you are at the space where you can hear what's wrong with you and hear things you need to improve on, and you can take that with a grain of salt and just be like, okay, I will work on this. I will work on that. You know, this person didn't like how I was communicating to them. I want to still continue to be their friend, but I don't want to continue to hurt them. So what we're going to do, we're going to change how we communicate, do it in a more effective way so this person can understand me. And boom, that's it. I think it's very important to have female friends as a female, because you have to have people around you that way you can get in touch with their feminine energy. And I hate to say it, sometimes men are not the answer to get in, and it's not the environment to get in touch with your feminine energy, because it would definitely off-put a lot of things. And I'm not saying that to be, it's, you know, like, oh, don't, I'm not saying don't talk to men, this and the third, but I'm just saying you have to have a group of women that you can sit and confide in about topics that will be understood, but twisted in a different perspective. Honestly, what I get when I have female friends or I have my girlfriends is we can talk about stuff that bothers us and how it bothers us and why it bothers us and how we felt it was unfair. And it's not really like a, oh, misogyny, this and that. No, it's not even that. It's just like how the world treats you. You want to talk to someone that understands the treatment and understands why the treatment is done to you the way it is, because they can sympathize with you and maybe give you tools to get over that obstacle, because they probably just hopped over it their damn selves. And I think that's the most helpful thing in the world, is talking to people who have done what you're trying to do. And now you're trying to get where they're at. And I think it's the most powerful thing to help someone up. Like, reach back down and help someone up, so they will not be, you know, on the ground and just low. And I hate to say that, but sometimes as women, we don't like to reach back down and pick people up like we're supposed to, and help them and build them up. We want to just leave them on the ground, reaching up for a hand to come touch them and help them up. We just be like, nope, and keep going forward and keep going up. Meaning in real life, you just continue to win and take in all of the rewards for yourself, knowing that what you did was bigger than yourself, and you could have used this opportunity to help other people instead of putting them down. And that's what's crazy. People don't realize that everything you do in your life, career-wise, is sometimes bigger than you. The impact, it's not always all about you. what you plan to do with your life. God gave you the gift for a reason, and he gave you the gift to help others and to impact others to where your blessings multiply. And when they multiply, it's not just to cover you and that's it. Multiply, meaning grow, get bigger. And sometimes those things impact other people. So that's honestly how I feel about female friendships. Yeah, sorry if it was all over the place, but I had a lot of personal things that happened that, you know, I can relay off of. And, you know, sorry guys that it wasn't, I guess, as pertaining to you all. But I hope that as a male, you try to look for a female to be friends with, because it is a benefit to being friends with females who are intelligent, smart young women, you know, and who are very assertive, very direct, and just let alone they know who they are. Because there's a lot of women like that. Even though we're young, we still know who we are, who we want to be, and we are still growing. Knowing this does not stunt our growth. Ever. Never forget that. Hello, my friends. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you were able to take a page from the rule book and apply it to your life. And don't forget to follow The Lit Southern Belle Instagram at The Lit Southern Belle. Also, don't forget to follow our Twitter at The Lit Southern Belle as well. And when we get to 200 followers on Twitter, we will definitely start posting polls where you can vote for topics throughout the week. So if you want to be more, want, you know, us to be more interactive with you all, talking about more so of your concerns and, you know, your opinions, getting them out there, answering questions however you will, because like I said, this is our rule book. We can write it however we want to. So I want to make sure that every concern is being heard and catered to. Also, don't forget to follow me personally at meetme.nava_ on Instagram and meetme_nava on Twitter. And stay flourishing, my friends.